Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! And this was their primary tool for cooking them. Let us teleport and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
5 stars, Zachary. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
091. All right. Let me make some space over here. I know you haven't had a long time to look at them, but we'll take a stab at seeing how far we can get today, and then we'll reassess whether we need to charge conference a little bit more tomorrow. All right. So, my approach to charge conferences is pretty informal, and so what I'll ask for each of you to each side is based on your initial review of the draft. Where's the first page that you wish to either bring something to my attention because you either don't want it in there or you want it in a different way? So an edit or an extraction or an addition. What's the first page for the Commonwealth?
Your Honor, I'd say page 15 going into 16, the impeachment by prior conviction.
All right, stop right there. And does the defense have anything before page 15?
Number one.
Page one?
I think it is. She just took it.
Are you joking?
No. It's, I'm sorry. premeditation. I'm sorry. Notes are saying it's paragraph one.
I said page one is the index. Actually, it's not really page one.
No, we'd be here forever if we were starting with page
one. All right, so what page?
Page six, and I'm just lodging my objection, Judge, to otherwise the instruction complies, in my opinion, with the model theory. I'm renewing my request for my modification that I filed on behalf of defendant's request for jury instructions concerning consciousness of guilt, emotional evidence, and bad acts. Paragraph one, I am asking that the section be regarding the timing of premeditation be removed for the reasons I stated in the motion.
All right. I read your motion. Denying your request to make the change. As you know, if I agreed with you, I guess the underlying premise that I thought there was something wrong with that instruction, I agree with you. These are just model instructions. Now, they're model instructions that people have spent, I don't know, countless hours assessing the propriety of, but I don't think that that instruction is improper in any way. I think it's a proper instruction, and it's one that ought to be given in this case. So I won't modify the model SJC instruction with regard to the request, but it's been fully preserved for the appeals court if they decide to change the instruction.
Thank you, Judge.
Mm-hmm. So 15 on to 16. Anything from the defense before page 15? Other than what you just mentioned?
Page 9?
Yes, counsel.
The instruction, parentheses B,
yes.
Use of a dangerous weapon.
Okay.
I think that's in the context and circumstances of this case, that instruction is very prejudicial and misleading. There is no evidence, no direct evidence or circumstantial evidence that there was a weapon used that caused the death of Anna Walsh. And so what the jury is being allowed to do...
What about the breadcrumbs that the Commonwealth put down?
What, the breadcrumbs?
Well, why don't you argue, then I'll let them... I don't want to make their argument for them. That would be... But I want to get to the right answer. So go ahead and you argue, and then they'll argue, and then... And you'll have an opportunity to rebut.
I understand the admission of the exhibits, and I understand the admission of the hacksaw. But to suggest to the jury that they can just pick and choose whatever, quote, weapon, even if you can define it that, and just speculate as to, well, this was used, this wasn't used, that is requiring the jury to speculate that a weapon was, in fact, used when there's no evidence of that. And secondly, to speculate that some of the evidence that was introduced could have been, might have been, a weapon that was used without any evidence that, in fact, it was. And given the state of this evidence, this instruction invites the jury to speculate without sufficient evidence to reach its conclusion, and I would ask that it be removed because all it does, well, I'm going to repeat myself. I'll leave it at that.
All right, Commonwealth.
Your Honor, I suggest from the evidence it's a reasonable inference based on the safari history and the searches regarding getting DNA off of a knife, using a dishwasher to remove DNA. One can infer that an object was used, a dangerous weapon was used to murder Anna Walsh. There's also the evidence of the defendant's trip to the Vin and Liquors dumpster when the liquor store was closed. I believe the manager of the liquor store identified it as the defendant throwing that bag in the dumpster. That's prior to the trip to Lowe's or to any of the stores where he purchased the materials. I would suggest it's a reasonable inference that a dangerous weapon was used here and would ask that the court keep that instruction in.
I might have misheard, but I thought I heard Cusick say DNA on the knife.
No, she didn't say that, because there is no DNA on the knife, right?
That's correct, Your Honor.
So, but I did hear you say knife, didn't I?
Knife. I didn't hear her say knife just now.
There was a search.
There is a knife above the...
There is a knife, that is, but there is also a search in the web history in the defendant's...
I remember that.
And regarding...
The search was specific, as I recall it, and remind me if my memory is wrong. Is the search with regard to the dishwasher specific to a knife?
Your Honor, may I? I believe that I can answer this question. There is a Slate.com article
right.
that the defendant went to that was regarding getting can DNA be removed from a knife.
Yes.
Then the dishwasher is...
following that, right?
Follows that, and it's can the dishwasher, and I'm just trying to find the exact words.
Give me the page number on the, I think it's Exhibit 79, is that right?
It's Exhibit 79.
All right.
And then page number 4, the DNA off of a knife.
Yes.
Is page 578.
Let me get there.
Okay.
I'm there.
Okay. Then if you go to page 670.
Hold on, I just want to look at these.
Sure, I apologize.
How long does DNA last? Is it possible for DNA to take DNA, clean DNA, off of a knife? And that's done on 1/1/23 at 9:34 a.m.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, and just putting all this evidence together, when was the... Binnen's liquor is also on the first. It's at night because I remember it being a little dark. What
yes,
time
Your
is
Honor.
That?
It's dark at the at Binnen Liquor.
5:30, 4:30, something
about
like
5
that.
5 p.m., Your Honor.
All right. Okay.
And so if you were to go to page 670.
Yeah. Let me get there. Yes.
And if you were to go to record 2430.
Does the dishwasher clean blood?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's at 1-1 at 1:52, also before the...
Binnen Liquors.
Right.
And then on page 671, there is record 2433. Is it possible that a knife... that
Had blood on it remains contaminated with HIV after it's been washed with hot water and dishwasher soap?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And above it, does the dishwasher clean blood?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think earlier you referred to breadcrumbs.
That's what I said.
And so, our position would be it's a reasonable inference based on the searches, the behavior of going to Binnen Liquors, and then this is all before... the Lowe's trip, where the other articles are bought to for the purposes of the dismemberment. And if you look into the searches on the second, it's instructions on how to dismember. So there I see the way what our argument is that those searches show the reasonable inference that a weapon was used.
All right, there are the breadcrumbs. Attorney Tipton, back to you.
Well, not going to repeat what I said. I understand the breadcrumbs argument. However, I would ask then, if I think I see the writing on the wall, that the instruction will remain, but I would ask then, to be fair and balanced, that a sentence be added, that you are not to speculate about whether a knife was used or words to that effect to help guide the jury to avoid speculating about any and all of the tools and weapons, so-called weapons. I just think the jury's going to think, oh, I can cherry pick whatever I want to and call it a weapon and use it to find the defendant guilty of first degree murder. And I'm trying to make sure that the jury does not get such a broad instruction that allows them to speculate. So I'll leave it at that.
Well, I'll give some more thought about whether I add some language in there with regard to speculation. And if you wish, you can provide me with some recommended language. But as you know, the whole issue of speculation is handled quite completely in other parts of the instruction. But I'll think about it.
I will send the court, if it's okay, I'll send an email to the court today with suggested language.
All right. As of this time, the instruction is going in and subject to any additional edits. But I think there's enough there that the Commonwealth has presented, as I said, the breadcrumbs. This case is what it is. It's been a circumstantial case from the beginning. And so those breadcrumbs are important for the Commonwealth's case. And I think they've properly established it to a sufficient degree to get this instruction about use of a dangerous weapon. But I'm also mindful of what you say. I'll go back and look at the section about the prohibition against any speculation or guesswork and see if I feel like it accurately and completely addresses those concerns. And I'll be open to seeing whether there's something else that needs to be added to make it more easy for the jury to digest this aspect. That's all I can say right now. All right. We're still at the defense. Anything else before page 15?
No.
All right. So now we'll move to the other side. What is your, I'm moving to page 15. Did you say 15 into 16?
The impeachment by prior conviction?
Yes.
And
I guess I lifted part of this language from the defense's request.
Your Honor, this appears to have language suggesting a testifying person being impeached.
That's probably because when the defense I lifted it from your instructions and at a time when I think that was the expectation, but let me go back. Well, that first sentence, they have heard evidence through a stipulation, right? Is it later than that that you're... I only read the first sentence so far. You've heard evidence they have through a stipulation, right?
Yes, Your Honor. That,
that sentence is okay.
It's on the next page, only for the limited purpose, and I suggested limited purpose.
I see. So does the whole thing come out?
Your Honor, I note in Commonwealth's motion in limine number 12, paper 198, the Commonwealth laid out the purpose for which it was seeking to bring in the evidence of the federal charge. Mm-hmm. Perhaps that language from that could be substituted, as you may only consider this evidence to understand the relationship between the defendant and the victim or something of that nature, to understand the complete circumstances of the situation in the home at the time of the events at issue here.
Well, I don't like that.
I think, Your Honor, the model instructions all do seem to include you may only use this for the limited purpose of, and I suggest they should be given a purpose and...
Well, it's not impeachment. I mean, I did put that in there last night based on the information I had at that time. But that prior felony conviction is no longer impeaching Mr. Wolf. So it just seems to me like it should be out.
We think it should be out.
Maybe it should be out.
I mean, it's no longer impeaching him. And the relevance of the prior federal conviction goes to motive intent, it seems to me, right?
Your Honor, I suggest there were reasons it was introduced to understand the relationship in the home as way of a shorthand. So, but I agree, it is not impeachment evidence.
All right. My present ruling is that whole section's coming out now. The reason the impeachment by prior inconsistent statement is now in italics is I'm sure that happened with some witness, but I'm not 100% sure.
I don't think it did. At least, as
far anybody?
I don't want to speak for
you. Your Honor, I think some witnesses may have testified a little bit differently than they had previously and were shown documents. I don't know that it rose to the level of impeachment, but there was some questioning of some witnesses about something they had said previously.
Yeah, I just don't think that we ever got to a statement. I don't remember anybody grabbing a grand jury transcript and cross-examining. The closest we got to it, I think, was Jim yesterday. Mr. Mutlu yesterday, and that wasn't with a prior statement. It was his prior statement, but he just said, I don't remember. So is that enough to warrant the instruction?
Certainly, if the defense wants it out, we agree we should take that out.
I don't need to give them more instructions that they're wondering, what the heck is she talking about? So I'm inclined to take it out.
And we have no objection.
All right. That's why it was in italics before.
Your Honor, then the impeachment by defendant's prior bad act?
Yes.
With this, I would suggest that the lying and the conveying of the body are part and parcel of the murder at this point. It's the disposal of the evidence of the crime and the lying about what he had done. I would suggest it's not a prior bad act. It's part of the evidence of the case.
It's an interesting question.
There's many interesting questions in this case, Your Honor, no doubt.
It's an interesting question whether where are you drawing the line of a prior bad act occurring? Can you have a prior bad act that's part and parcel? Is it prior to this time? Is it prior to the crime that was charged?
It's arguably subsequent, Your Honor, but...
All right.
It's arguably...
What about the lying to his federal probation officer?
That would appear to be a bad act, arguably a subsequent bad act, but...
Yes?
I don't want to interrupt. I tried to address what I believe are prior and subsequent bad acts in our pleading at page 6. And I took it from the Massachusetts Jury Trial Bench Book. And I modified it only to accommodate what I believe is relevant and pertinent. And the gist of that model instruction is to make sure that the jury, if they hear what they consider to be bad, and I frame our instruction as prior and subsequent bad acts, that he's not charged with those, and that they have to, just like the model instruction says, if they deem those to be bad or subsequent bad acts, they can only use them for a limited purpose. And I think that this jury will probably be asking themselves, I don't know who in the world wouldn't ask themselves, that's a bad thing to do, if they believe that the body was dismembered and if they believe that the body was disposed of in bags. Anybody's going to think that's a bad act. And they need to be instructed that they can't, he was not charged with anything, and therefore they can only use that evidence in a limited basis. And I don't much care for the specific language of motive or anything, but it is the model instruction, and I think I would be trying to parse.
So I'm looking at your instruction right now, and that really deals with the art fraud, right? Are we on the same page,
yes,
Attorney
Tipton?
But are you suggesting, I just want to make sure I understand what the respective positions are. Are you suggesting then that you want that? You want to expand that, so you want an instruction to the jury that includes the language that I have in there, which is lying to the police and disposing of the body of Anna Walsh.
Well,
and the lying to the probate. So that's not what's in here. But are you saying do what you did, Judge, in the instruction, but add what I want in instruction 6? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
But
do you want that to be included? So in the proposed instruction, and just so the record's sort of clear, I'm talking about the defendant's request for jury instructions concerning consciousness of guilt, emotional evidence, and bad acts. I don't know what the docket number is, but I got that. It was filed yesterday, December 10th. And I'm looking in particular at your request number 4, prior and subsequent bad acts. That's what you were referring to, Attorney Shifton. Okay, and so in that, as you initially drafted it yesterday, it was about the art fraud, but you're now suggesting that that would be an appropriate instruction also for the other bad acts that I've identified in my draft on page 17 under impeachment.
Yes, Your Honor. I had included, I was anticipating there to be a proposed other instruction like you had. But yes, okay. I would ask then that.
So I think I understand what the ask is now.
Right.
And so now I'll go to the Commonwealth.
Your Honor, I think I understand it better as well. It also says in the instruction about the middle of it, if you credit the statement, I don't know that we're specifically talking about a statement here. And maybe that could be expanded if the court is inclined to keep that instruction in.
Well, I think the language comes in that defendant hasn't been charged with committing any other crimes other than murder. I'm just pausing there because if I move the federal art conviction in, somebody could wordsmith that and says, oh, yes, he was. He pled guilty to a federal crime. Maybe the better way to say it is the only charge you need to consider is the present charge of murder. You looking at the first sentence?
Yes.
Let me take a minute. All right, so if I say something along the lines of, the only charge the defendant is now facing is the charge of murder. You've heard mention of other acts allegedly done by the defendant, namely, and I wrote a few things in there, and it would seem to me what the defense is asking is that I add, the language that you have in your request was including acts involving a federal case concerning art fraud that he was charged with in 2018 and sentenced in 2024, comma. I'll just put them in date orders, right? Lying to the police and or disposing of the body of Anna Walsh and or lying to his federal probation officer. So all four things would go into that parenthetical. Okay. And then, I would pick up with what the defense has. You may not take the defendant's prior acts as substitute proof for that they committed the crime charged, nor may you consider them as proof the defendant has a criminal personality or bad character. And then the rest of that, you see that all there. All right. What do you think about that, Kamala?
Will the court be removing the "but if you credit the statement" sentence?
Yeah, no, what I would do is, so I'd make the change that the only charge the defendant is now facing is the charge of murder. You've heard mention of other acts allegedly done by the defendant, namely, and then I would go to the defense's suggestion, namely, acts involving a federal case concerning art fraud, and that he was charged with in 2018 and sentenced in 2024, semicolon, lying to the police, semicolon, and or disposing of the body of Anna Walsh, semicolon, and or lying to his federal probation officer, end parentheses. Then pick up with the defense's request and follow that through the end. You may not take blah, 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 right through to it would be extremely unfair to consider this evidence for those purposes. That's where I think I'll end it.
So you're not...
Then I go back. I don't think that's appropriate to add the "for one thing."
The last two sentences?
That's right.
I will just say, Judge, that those sentences are contained in the model instruction at page 343.
I'll take a look at it, but it seems to me then if I put that thing in there, then I've got to... Well, I don't know what I do about the other things, because you can see the issue that raises.
Your Honor, there's also the possibility that maybe this instruction should be given around the same time as the consciousness of guilt, because it almost seems I don't have them both right in front of me, but it almost seems like we might be telling the jury different things about how they can handle the evidence of lying to police and the conveying of the body of Anna Walsh.
Well, that consciousness of guilt is before here, isn't it, maybe?
I believe it's on page 27. Oh.
Well, I had this all in this section because I thought I'll put the three impeachment things, but now two of them are gone, so it doesn't make any sense, I suppose, standing alone. Maybe we just go straight from witness credibility to experts, which makes more sense, and move this impeachment paragraph later in the instruction.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's
a social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.